Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob of Vine Street Christian Church in the heart of Arthur, Illinois, and I'm at the broadcasting studios of the Parsonage, ready to bring you today's episodes of Samuel in September. We've got episodes 48 and 49, a pretty healthy chunk as we come down the home stretch of this wonderful book of the Bible. And everything seems just as it should be, doesn't it? I mean, the flame is just gently flickering, sending off vibes of the Holy Spirit. The monks are chanting deeply, sacredly. And the tea, well, the tea is the mixture of super antioxidant green tea with kava. Kava tea. Wonderful. So here we are. We are working our way through the 23rd chapter of 1 Samuel. We started yesterday with the second episode yesterday, episode 47. And you'll remember, David goes into the town of Keilah and kind of settles there. And then Saul found out David was there and prepares to trap him in that walled city, if you remember. So Saul mobilized his army and began to march to Keilah to kill David. And David heard about the plan. So what did David do? Well, remember, David is a man with a heart for God, as opposed to Saul. Saul is acting out of his envy, jealousy, worry, fear, all those human emotions that become our Lord when we don't have a real Lord. That explains a lot in the world, doesn't it? But David's not that man. He's a man with a heart for God, so David prays. Remember, he said, "Oh Lord God of Israel, I've heard that Saul is planning to come and destroy Keilah because I'm here. Will the men of Keilah surrender me to him? Will Saul actually come? Oh Lord God of Israel, please tell me." And the Lord said, "He will come." And David said, "Will these men of Keilah really betray me and my men to Saul?" And the Lord said, "Yes, they will betray you." And now, episode 48, David hides in the wilderness. So David and his men, about 600 of them now, left Keilah and began roaming the countryside. Word soon reached Saul that David had escaped, so he didn't go to Keilah after all. David now stayed in the strongholds of the wilderness and in the hill country of Ziph. Saul hunted him day after day, but God didn't let him be found. One day, near Horesh, David received the news that Saul was on the way to Ziph to search for him and kill him. Jonathan went to find David and encouraged him to stay strong in his faith in God. "Don't be afraid," Jonathan reassured him. "My father will never find you. You are going to be the king of Israel, and I will be next to you, as my father is well aware." So the two of them renewed their covenant of friendship before the Lord. And then Jonathan returned home, while David stayed at Horesh. But now the men of Ziph went to Saul in Gibeah and betrayed David to him. "We know where David is hiding," they said. "He is in the strongholds of Horesh on the hill of Hakilah, which is in the southern part of Jessimon. Come down whenever you're ready, O king, and we will catch him and hand him over to you." "The Lord bless you," Saul said. "At last someone is concerned about me." You see the irony of that statement as I break away from the text for a minute? This is a man whose heart is for himself and how he uses God as he talks. He says, "The Lord bless you. At last someone is concerned about me." Go and check again to be sure of where he is staying and who he is and who has seen him there, for I know that he is very crafty. Discover his hiding places and come back with a more definite report. Then I'll go with you. And if he is in the area at all, I'll track him down, even if I have to search every hiding place in Judah. So the men of Ziph returned home ahead of Saul. Meanwhile, David and his men had moved into the wilderness of Maon in the Araba Valley south of Jessimon. When David heard that Saul and his men were searching for him, he went even farther into the wilderness to the great rock, and he remained there in the wilderness of Maon. But Saul kept after him. He and David were now on opposite sides of a mountain. Just as Saul and his men began to close in on David and his men, an urgent message reached Saul that the Philistines were raiding Israel again. So Saul quit the chase and returned to fight the Philistines. Ever since that time, the place where David was camped has been called the Rock of Escape. David then went to live in the strongholds of En-Gedi. And moving directly into the 24th chapter, the 49th episode. By the way, that episode 48 ran from 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 13 through 29. Chapter 23, verses 13 through 29. And now, episode 49. David spares Saul's life. After Saul returned from fighting the Philistines, he was told that David had gone into the wilderness of En-Gedi. So Saul chose 3,000 special troops from throughout Israel and went to search for David and his men near the rocks of the wild goats. At the place where the road passes some sheepfolds, Saul went into a cave to relieve himself. But as it happened, David and his men were hiding in that very cave. "Now's your opportunity," David's men whispered to him. "Today is the day the Lord was talking about when he said, 'I will certainly put Saul into your power to do with as you wish.'" Then David crept forward and cut off a piece of Saul's robe. But then David's conscience began bothering him because he had cut Saul's robe. "The Lord knows I shouldn't have done it," he said to his men. "It's a serious thing to attack the Lord's anointed one, for the Lord himself has chosen him." So David sharply rebuked his men and did not let them kill Saul. After Saul had left the cave and gone on his way, David came out and shouted after him, "My lord the king." And when Saul looked around, David bowed low before him. Then he shouted to Saul, "Why do you listen to the people who say I am trying to harm you? This very day, you can see with your own eyes it isn't true. For the Lord placed you at my mercy back there in the cave, and some of my men told me to kill you. But I spared you, for I said, 'I will never harm him. He is the Lord's anointed one.' Look, my father, at what I have in my hand. It is a piece of your robe. I cut it off, but I didn't kill you. This proves that I am not trying to harm you and that I have not sinned against you, even though you have been hunting for me to kill me. The Lord will decide between us. Perhaps the Lord will punish you for what you are trying to do to me, but I will never harm you. As that old proverb says, From evil people come evil deeds. So you can be sure I will never harm you. Who is the king of Israel trying to catch anyway? Should he spend his time chasing one who is as worthless as a dead dog or a flea? May the Lord judge which of us is right and punish the guilty one. He is my advocate, and he will rescue me from your power. Saul called back. Is that really you, my son David? Then he began to cry. And he said to David, You are a better man than I am, for you have repaid me good for evil. Yes, you have been wonderfully kind to me today. For when the Lord put me in a place where you could have killed me, you didn't do it. Who else would let his enemy get away when he had him in his power? May the Lord reward you well for the kindness you have shown me today. And now I realize that you are surely going to be king, and Israel will flourish under your rule. Now, swear to me by the Lord that when that happens, you will not kill my family and destroy my line of descendants. So David promised, and Saul went home. But David and his men went back to their stronghold. Wow. And thus concludes this session of Samuel in September, episodes 48 and 49. Tomorrow we pick up right where we left off. We'll be at the beginning of chapter 25. By the way, episode 49 ran from the first verse of chapter 24 to the 22nd and last verse of chapter 24. So tomorrow we pick up with chapter 25. And I hope you'll be with us. But until then, it's a Friday. I wonder what that means in God's eyes. Does that give us a little extra peace and comfort, joy? Are we more anxious or worried? Are we stressed? Are we just plain confused by everything that's going on? Well, I've got the remedy. Give your heart to the Lord, and you'll receive a peace beyond all human understanding. Just do it for today. Just try it and see what happens if you surrender entirely to the will of the Lord. Ah, yes. Have a blessed day, and I look forward to being with you again tomorrow on our next episodes of Samuel in September.